Hi, you're listening to Rochester Indie Media's second audio report back on the Community-Wide Summit for Educational Change. This report focuses on problems in the Rochester City School District, and more importantly, tactics, strategies, and goals for overcoming them.
Woe is me, I'm having problems.
Dear society, I thought about you today, and I hope you read my letter, because I got a lot of things I would like to say, Steve.
Well, I've been teaching for 21 years, and initially I started out working in preschool. And, you know, I see kids come in, parents, families, everybody's excited. And then I switched over to the regular school. I went in to teach first grade, and I was shell-shocked. I was like, what is going on? It was so alien. It was so sterile. It was so non-supportive for everyone, including myself as a teacher.
Parent of a seventh grader at the School of the Arts, and they're facing pretty dramatic budget cuts in through a process that I don't think is equitable.
I don't think students have enough voice in schools, and I want to help.
Our issue was developing initiatives that will address the overwhelming and devastating effects of poverty in the Rochester City School District.
We're working on high-stakes standardized testing and how that's narrowing the curriculum. It's boring kids to death. It's turning schools into test prep factories. It's causing kids to be unmotivated. It turns teachers into non-professionals as opposed to professionals, because they can't base their decisions on what a kid needs as opposed to the test driving everything that they do.
The session that I was also facilitating was on privatization. I actually write about privatization. I read about neoliberalism, charter schools, etc. Just the numerous ways in which privatization is occurring in the district. Bizards favors charter schools, and trying to figure out the way in which they also make money off of them.
No one's being held accountable, not truly. You know, and we all recognize that some teachers get by because they're friends with administrators, some administrators get by because they're friends with the management, and some management gets by because they go into school with the superintendent, and some superintendents get by because of whatever reason the school board lets them get by. But ultimately, it's the community's voice that needs to stand up and be heard, because we're letting all this happen. And that's the number one important thing that came out in this, okay? It's the community that's allowing all of this to happen. So once we step up and do our job, then we can make the school board step up and do their job, they can make the superintendent step up and do their job, and right on down the line. And once everyone's doing their job, the job will be done.
The way we structured this was very, very intentional. As I mentioned, we wanted concrete goals around the principles.
I see this summit as a time to stop pointing fingers, and let's roll up our sleeves and see what can everybody do to improve the conditions of education here for our children. You have knee-jerk reactions when you're in crisis. Let's step back from the crisis for a moment, take some time, and see what we can do.
We're working on Principle 7, which is to define and develop initiatives and programs in schools, including early childhood education, especially for our most challenged students. This morning we had a lot of talk about having passion-based elementary schools, so the kids can go to a school that's going to be more artsy for them, or science-oriented.
Increased civic and political engagement of all stakeholders in education. One is trying to strengthen our organizing effort, and the other end is also talking about trying to include some sort of civic engagement, political theory within curriculum.
Creating a curriculum centered around social change, like a social justice-based curriculum. Schools where when you get to be a sophomore, junior, senior, or like when you're a seventh grader, when you're a kindergartner, like talking about like having a real course that's like either elective or a central course, like that really talks about like how does change happen? What are issues that affect our lives when we walk out of these school doors? Like what are issues that we need to address, and how are we going to do it through school and connecting between school and our community?
It doesn't take rocket science. There are pockets of excellence across the country.
Unfortunately, the people who are making policy are not talking to the people who have been successful.
We need to hold all the stakeholders accountable, not just one group or another group, but all the groups that are involved in education need to be held responsible. Transparency in the process from the beginning to the end.
Changing the curriculum, first of all, so the kids will start recognizing that they are in poverty. They don't even recognize that they're in poverty. We need to attend the planning meetings for the facility modernization program. The city school district is going to get over approximately $1.5 billion over the next 10 years to make the buildings look prettier. We want local contractors to get most of those jobs. Give some people who are living in poverty a chance to make a few dollars. That's too much money to be spent for not to be coming into the inner city.
I'm working on principle number one, which deals with racism and cultural equity. One of our goals had to do with establishing learning and discussion groups among people, and that was widely accepted, and I'm looking forward to that. We need to be able to talk about racism and not have to go and hide under the bed every time the word comes up, not be overwhelmed with guilt so that we can't move and can't make changes.
The next step becomes us coming back together relatively quickly for us to decide together, collectively, collaboratively, what it is we think are the priorities and how we should move on those priorities.
I thought our little coalition, we might have, at one time, might have been the only people in the city that really was as passionate or cared, but I was proven wrong. Today, they showed me that the community not only gets it, but they care, and they're as passionate about it as I am. And so today was a great day for me.